أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقسموا بالله جهد إيمانهم لا يبعث الله من يموت بلى وعدا عليه حقا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ليبين لهم الذي يختلفون فيه وليعلم الذين كفروا أنهم كانوا كاذبين إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 38, 39 and 40 of Surah An-Nahl. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the attitude of the disbelievers with regards to the day of Qiyamah. One is the denial of the day of Qiyamah. Secondly, the mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the day of Qiyamah. And thirdly, the oaths, qasams that they would take with regards to the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and they swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most earnest of oaths, لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not resurrect that individual, that person that has died. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not resurrect the deceased, the dead, on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response here, Bala wa'dan alayhi haqqa, why not? The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the day of Qiyamah is an absolute truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do it. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will do it. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of man does not know, does not have knowledge of this great qudrat and this great power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِي, two reasons that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives here why qiyamah is imperative. One is the qudrat of Allah, and now the importance of the day of Qiyamah, the reason of the day of Qiyamah, so that on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify those matters in which man had disputed. The greatest dispute in this world is that of Iman and Kufr. The believers brought Iman in the oneness of Allah, and the disbelievers dispute the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that dispute will be settled, that man will now realize that there is only one Allah. There do not need to be any claim of the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It will be absolutely clear to each and every individual on the day of Qiyamah. Number two, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ, and so that those who disbelieve will know very clearly that they were liars. In other words, now there is no need to convince them about the lie that they spoke with regards to multiple gods, with regards to their shirk, their ascribing partners to Allah, with regards to their kufr, their denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Concluding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ, certainly our word regarding anything, إِذَا أَرَدَنَاهُ, when we merely intend it. This is the very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I may have many intentions in life, and the whole of mankind can have one single intention. But with intention alone, nothing can happen. Secondly, Allah ta'ala says, أَنَّقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, and we merely and simply say to that thing that is not in being, come into being. When something is not in being, you and I do not have the mere power to just say come into being, fayakunu, and it just comes into being. So here is the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very, very important lesson, and that is qiyamat is to be, it is going to happen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand will mete out justice, but the other hand, just the being of qiyamah and the happening of qiyamah, the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become absolutely manifest. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.